Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 15. Here is the extracted text from the image, "Room, there was also cheering in said courtroom. There was also applauding in the course of Mr. Dorsey's speech a couple of times on said date." Miss Martha Kay makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that she is a resident of the city of Atlanta, living at hash 264 South Pryor Street, that on Monday morning, August 25th, 1913, the last day of the trial of the said Leo M. Frank, in the above-stated case, she was present in the courtroom in company with Mrs. A. Sherman of hash 240 Central Avenue, before time court to open, that she saw the jury in said case enter said courtroom and take their places, and in a few moments Mr. Hugh M. Dorsey, the Solicitor General of said court, entered the room. Just before he entered the room, there was loud cheering in the street immediately outside the courthouse for Dorsey, all of which was loud and long continued and plainly audible to anyone in the courtroom. As Mr. Dorsey entered the courtroom, there was also cheering in said courtroom. There was also applauding in the course of Mr. Dorsey's speech a couple of times on said date. Samson K. makes the following affidavit, deposing and saying as follows, that he is a resident of the city of Atlanta, living at hash 264 South Pryor Street, that on Saturday evening, August 22, 1913, about 6 or 8:30 o'clock p.m., he saw the jury in the above-entitled case walking along South Pryor Street with a deputy sheriff in front and another walking in the rear of said jury turning into South Pryor Street from East Fair Street, and thence up South Pryor Street to the Kimball House. Deponent followed the jury some 15 or 20 feet in the rear thereof, from E. Fair Street up South Pryor St. to near the corner of Moore Mitchell and S. Pryor, when he passed ahead and waited on the corner of said streets until the jury had passed, and then continued to follow them up to the Kimball House. This deponent says that there were some 6 or 7 men walking alongside the jurymen talking to them all the way from the corner of E. Fair and South Pryor Streets, up to the Union Station just north of corner of Alabama and S. Pryor Streets, when the men left them, and the jury went on and entered the Kimball House through the Wall Street entrance.